Apple's approach. Apple has generally trod its own path when it comes to smartphones. It took it a long time to move from single core, to dual core, to multi-core chips with the iPhones of yore. And while Android phones kept stretching out their displays, Apple played it safe and made small changes to its phone's display size rather than suddenly releasing a big screen phone. It's been generally considered that although Apple might not be the first to the market, it introduces phone feature in the best way possible once it gets around to them. At least I feel that was the case until the iPhone X. As nice as the iPhone X was, the display notch quickly looked a bit old hat with the rise of punch hole selfie cameras and slimmed down teardrop notches. Granted, the chunky display notch in the iPhone 11 holds the advanced Face ID scanning tech, but other phones now have secure and responsive facial recognition.
iPhone 12 features. There are four rumored models expected in the full lineup, and two will occupy the iPhone 12 space for the first time. The model referred to as iPhone 12 will have a 5.4-inch OLED display with 4GB of RAM and a dual camera system. The iPhone 12 Max is a 6.1-inch model which takes the place of the current iPhone 11. The new design and 5G may cause another iPhone 6-like supercycle of demand according to some analysts. iPhone 12 design. After 3 years of using the iPhone 10 design, Apple is expected to change some characteristics of its entire lineup this fall. The same edge-to-edge screen with the notch is rumored, but some suggest a smaller notch might be used. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the notch might be reduced or removed entirely by using smaller camera technology. An old design paradigm might be returning in 2020 by making the sides flat rather than rounded off. The last iPhone to feature that design was the original iPhone SE and could give the new iPhones a distinctive yet classic look and feel. Multiple sources have claimed that flat sides are expected. The iPad Pro also moved to a flat-sided design in its third generation, giving more credence to the rumor as Apple prefers consistent design across platforms. The move to 5G on iPhone will also require a change in motherboards to larger and more expensive versions, Ming-Chi Kuo suggested. The logic board is tipped to grow by 10% to accommodate the new technologies in use, increasing the cost of the component by 35%.